Governor Tony Evers has announced he'll publicly release the findings of a broad federal investigation into allegations that the Wisconsin National Guard mishandled reports of sexual assault. The investigation into those allegations was called for by Governor Evers and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. Caitlin Farrell is the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Cap Times. She's examining sexual assaults in the National Guard system and how they're handled during a 9-month O'Brien Fellowship in Public Service Journalism at Marquette University. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you start by refreshing our memories about some of the allegations that were ultimately leveled against the Wisconsin National Guard?
Sure. So there's been some ongoing reporting about allegations of the Wisconsin National Guard basically not following federal protocols when it comes to the way that they should respond to and investigate allegations of sexual assault and how victims and perpetrators are treated in that system. And so there have been a series of constituents, I believe, making complaints about that to Senator Tammy Baldwin, also Governor Evers. Some of those, the Associated Press has been reporting on some issues in the Air Force, and I did some reporting. I did a series back in May about a woman who had experienced sexual assault and felt her case really was not adequately investigated. So there's also been internal reports that have come out about, about the Guard's own officers finding a culture of sexual misconduct within its ranks. And so it's really been a culmination of things, that have led to kind of where we are today.
And the actual incidents of sexual assault, they span quite a number of years. Is that right? This is not a brand new issue that's coming out.
No, I think that the cases that I've written about go back as far as 2014, and some of the latest statistics given to us by the Guard, I believe their span was 2013 through 2017. They had reported 52 incidents of sexual assault, or 52 allegations of that, that where people have filed a formal report. But no, it's not recent. It's been, I think, they've been dealing with and responding to various allegations of sexual assault for the last several years. And, possibly before that, it's honestly quite hard, I think, for the public or reporters looking into it to really be able to fully engage that, because it's really difficult to get any records through the public records process from them.
Now we're waiting for results of an investigation. Should be out soon. Who is doing this investigation?
Sure. So this investigation is conducted by federal officers. They are with the National Guard Bureau. That's a federal administrative agency based near D.C., and it's through their Office of Complex Investigations. And so the National Guard Bureau basically is tasked with monitoring the ways in which the National Guards in each state across the country complies with federal policies. They provide somewhat of an oversight role, although at the end of the day, the National Guard is a state entity. It's an evolutionary force that came out of state militias, and the commander-in-chief of each state's force is its commander-in-chief. And so for those federal investigators to come in and do a review of how Wisconsin is dealing with this, they had to be invited by both Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin. So in April, both Evers and Baldwin jointly invited them to come in and start an investigation, which they did. It started in April or May.
Now, you had obtained an audio recording that you quote in one of your pieces, an investigator saying that the state's handling of one case was, quote, an absolute train wreck, end quote. That doesn't seem to bode well for what this report could end up saying about Wisconsin's National Guard.
Yeah, I think that's true. I have that recording, which came from an interview that was conducted between federal investigators and some parties who were victims in a case, and then came to me directly from those victims. Was sort of a glimpse into the types of interviews that these federal officers were doing when they were talking to folks about their experience in the Guard. And so I've heard from a variety of sources that the report is not going to be favorable towards the Guard, and that it is quite long, hundreds of pages, and that it's very dense. And so it's somewhat of a surprise. Initially, the report, I think the timeline for completion and then release would be sometime in January. But I have been told by a variety of sources that it just got too long because there's so much going on that they decided to just wrap it up early and get it to the governor.
Talking to Caitlin Farrell, reporter. She's been covering this ongoing story of allegations of abuse at the Wisconsin National Guard, mishandling of those allegations, and a federal report coming out soon on those allegations. Caitlin, you also reported some emails that have come out now from the state's Department of Justice related to investigations of this case. What did you find out?
Sure. So that was an email. Really, you know, the tricky thing about that, it was an email provided to us by the governor's office that came from the Department of Justice when Scott Walker was still governor and Brad Schimmel was our attorney general under him. It's hard, honestly, to really discern or understand the context surrounding that one email because it's just one cherry-picked thing that was given to us. However, it does shed light on what I still continue to look into, which is the degree to which the Wisconsin National Guard attempts to mostly investigate things in-house rather than referring them to outside, more independent agencies. And so this email that came out was an email between Brad Schimmel's former top aide, Delaney Brewer, and folks at the National Guard articulating how the Guard had wanted to formalize a memo saying that DOJ would be available to investigate their cases. The curious thing about that I later reported was that DOJ has never formally investigated a National Guard case either before that memo nor after it. There'd been a few contacts between both agencies, but there's been no official referrals. So that was, I think, an interesting thing that came out. And in that email also, it was written that the federal National Guard Bureau, the same ones that are doing this report, had been on Adjutant General Donald Dunbar's back, was the quote there. And then, you know, as far as how he is conducting investigations. And then he had reached out to DOJ try to get this formal agreement. And so it's still unclear, I think, what that means. But at the end of the day, the law in Wisconsin states that local civilian law enforcement have first right of jurisdiction in investigating allegations of sexual assault, even when they happen within the Guard. And so this case appears to be a situation where instead of local law enforcement invoking the help of DOJ, It seems that the National Guard would be able to kind of do it on their own, I guess, and you know, maybe step outside of local law enforcement. And so, still trying to kind of put the pieces together on that one.
Caitlin, in your reporting, and we've talked about this before, you've talked to victims of sexual assault, members of the National Guard who brought these allegations forward in the first place. What are they hoping to see come out of this federal investigation? What are they hoping to get out of the National Guard at this point, after, in some cases, years of them trying to bring these things to light?
Right. I think, many people I've spoken to do want to see leadership changes and feel that the current leadership in the Guard has been in place far too long. Adjutant General Donald Dunbar is one of the longest serving adjutant generals in the country. And I think overall, you know, they have said to me that they just want more transparency and openness about the process. And so folks know that when incidents happen, there's real recourse. I think one ongoing thing is with the National Guard, because it's a very distinct and complicated state and federal entity, it's really hard to know and seems often to not have much recourse. A state entity, but yet the federal government has to be involved as well. And so many victims I've talked to just feel like there's nowhere to go, or it's difficult to figure out how to blow the whistle if something is troubling, or really be able to find recourse. And so I think, you know, they just want more transparency in the process overall, a leadership change, and more readily available recourse to report problems and not face retaliation when they do so.
Now, this federal report on Wisconsin's National Guard, as you say, due out, sounds like pretty soon. What's the process? Who's going to see this before it comes out to the public's eye?
Sure. So right now what we know is that the report is scheduled to come out on Monday. We are told that the Federal National Guard Bureau is scheduled to brief Donald Dunbar on its findings on Saturday. And then on Monday, the report is set to be released to the media and then later to legislative leaders of both parties. I believe Governor Evers plans to hold, you know, briefings for both. He wrote a letter to lawmakers yesterday about that. And so I think that a lot of this, you know, depending on what happens on Saturday, I think a lot of this is going to go down early next week on Monday.
Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Caitlin Farrell is the public affairs and investigative reporter for the Cap Times. She's examining sexual assaults in the National Guard system and how they're handled during a 9-month O'Brien Fellowship in Public Service Journalism at Marquette University. This story and others is being co-published by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a partner in that effort. She joined us today to talk about a federal report regarding those sexual assault allegations. That report is expected to be released on Monday.